Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Gigantic. Clash at the Castle 2024. We had a pretty good idea. We thought we knew what was going to happen, but WWE, oh, once again, you managed to swerve us. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan. Matt, were you surprised at the end? Drew McIntyre failed to win the World Heavyweight Championship.
I was very surprised by that. We got to give Raj his credit. He did call it. I thought for sure he'd have his happy ending and he would win the championship.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that Isla Dawn and Alba Fire would win the women's tag team championships at this PLE and Drew McIntyre would lose. So Scotland got something. They got a feel-good moment, but yeah. Kind of crazy, kind of different. What did you think of that opening match with AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes in an I Quit match for Cody's championship belt?
I texted AJ after the match to see how his rear lat / rear deltoid muscle was, because it was starting to swell up if you saw the camera zoom in on it. He did a great job of selling in that match. And I don't mean physically. I mean his facial expressions, because if you were to write that on paper, let's say a booker came over to me or a writer came to me and said, hey, this is going to be the finish. You're going to quit the I Quit match. If somebody picks up a chair, picks up the staircase and threatens to throw it at you, you're going to quit. I'd have a hard time digesting that because I wouldn't think I'd be able to pull it off. AJ, the way he sold that, the way he looked so threatened and scared that he was going to have his head taken off with this, was amazing, and it made the finish of that match, in my opinion. I love the match. Very good match.
I thought that was an interesting way to do the I Quit angle of Cody essentially using the steps as a threat. I mean, I have to be honest, though. We know Gallows and Anderson were there. They were there with AJ last night. I would have liked if we would have maybe seen them in the audience, you know, bringing some flowers and chocolates to sit next to Mama Rhodes and hanging out with her, kind of an implied threat for Cody. Maybe to give a little leverage, you know, and she could have then beat the both of them up or something. But I like that sort of intimidation factor as a means, rather than just have these guys beat each other into the ground, you know?
Yeah. Again, the selling on AJ's face of being petrified of being hit with these stairs is what made that an acceptable finish, a very good finish, unexpected finish.
Yeah, for them running this back, considering they just did this at Backlash, I thought this match was better than it had any right to be, given what we just saw in France.
Yeah, I agree.
It was very good. And we went from that to Isla and Alba versus Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler versus Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair for the Women's Tag Team Championships. I mean, Matt, with Bianca and Jade, I feel like they're going to win this back maybe at Money in the Bank. I mean, their story can't be over already.
I would like to think it can't be over already. I'd like to see them build it more, because like that's, again, a main event of WrestleMania, just in my head. It just is, if they build to it properly. I mean, you want to talk about two of the most perfect superstars to put on a WrestleMania poster of this person versus this person. It's them. So I'd like, I just like to see them get there. You know what I mean? And not fast forward it yet.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it back. And what's interesting is Shayna Baszler took the pin in this match. Shayna, heck of a week. And talk about being down to build new talents. I mean, she lost to Lola Vice at NXT Battleground last Sunday in Las Vegas the NXT Underground match. Mm-hmm. She did the job tonight for Isla and Alba. I mean, I feel like Shayna and Zoe are very credible tag team. I predicted that it was going to be a one-on-one with them and Jade and Bianca, maybe at Money in the Bank. But now I think, you know, the future's unwritten on this one. We'll see what happens. But yeah, Jade and Bianca, like, I think it's too soon to break them up.
It is.
You know, and they didn't lose technically tonight.
Right.
I mean, they lost, but they didn't suffer a defeat. But good match, though.
Yeah, it was. It was a good match.
We followed that up with Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. What do you think about this? I mean, there's a lot of heat and the audience went wild for this idea of Otis and Gable finally breaking off and having a feud. But do you think this is the end of the line for Chad Gable, who has re-signed with WWE, by the way, that's confirmed. Do you think this was his last chance, that Intercontinental Championship?
I don't know if it's his last chance. It might be with Sam. Who knows? I just know we know where they're going, obviously. The fans are really, really salivating to get their hands on watching Otis finally punch him in the mouth and beat him in a match eventually, right? And things like that. That's the angle everyone's excited for, which is cool to see, because when you see their backstage stuff, even like on the regular weekly show, you can hear the fans in the arena chanting for Otis to come on, hit him already. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be huge when that finally does happen. Yes. That could very well be a SummerSlam match, Gable versus Otis.
And again, it comes down to facial expressions. Otis is so good at getting dressed down and holding it in from wanting to haul off and punch this guy in the mouth. He's done such a great job, which is what people consider something pretty simple. It's not simple. Facial expressions are everything. They tell so much more of the story than words and moves could ever tell. He's very, very good at this role. Very good.
Crowd absolutely loves him, but I thought Sammy and Chad put on a really, really good match tonight.
That was a banger, as they would say. Yes.
Yeah. Chad Gable is so, so good.
Yes, he is.
I do think he'll get that title eventually. I just don't know if it's going to be against Sammy.
He'll come back after the Otis angle. He'll be rewarded with it, I'll bet, eventually.
Yeah. Piper Niven got a championship opportunity against Bayley tonight. Chelsea Green was out there, but she got ejected from ringside, came back out in a lucha mask. Chelsea Green. And later we saw Chelsea Verde, and also not successful. But I really loved this match. I thought the crowd was a little fatigued at this point, but I thought Piper and Bayley put on a really hard-hitting match that seemed like it could go either way until Bayley ultimately won.
They did, and this is why Bayley is so good. If you notice, Bayley changed the style of that match. She can change the style of anybody she's in the ring with to make that opponent more credible by playing to all of her opponent's strengths. She's very good at executing matches centered around the strengths of her opponent. She's masterful at it, actually. She's one of the best between men and women in the business at doing it. If you pay close attention to all of her matches, they're not always the same. She definitely dissects it around whoever her opponent's strengths are to make them look good. It's the lost art in our business, and she's one of the best at doing it, even in a title defense win here. She made Piper look very good, very credible. And just shout out to Chelsea. I love Chelsea Green. I love her character. I love that she gives a crap about the character component of this and constantly thinks outside the box to do things that are memorable, because that stuff was hilarious when she came out with the luchador mask on.
It was great. And I thought that they haven't allowed Piper Niven to wrestle a match that was a showcase for her skills like this since NXT UK. I mean, this was
Jade gave her way too much, in my opinion, in that match too, that singles match they had. She was throwing Jade around. Wasn't the time for that match, in my opinion, unless you're putting Piper over one day. But this was great. This is great because Piper is somebody they do need to build. They're doing it with the character, with her and Chelsea.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Obviously, that those characters are over. That act is over. Yeah. Just more stuff from Piper in the ring and singles matches, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought it worked really well. But this was good because I think this has me really excited. Bayley wrestling a bruiser class wrestler. This is going to be exciting to see what she does with Nia at SummerSlam.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, I thought that Bayley did very well.
Good correlation. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was interesting because we get to the main event and it was like, oh, Drew McIntyre's taking on Damian Priest again. Now everyone remembers Drew won the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. Damian Priest cashed in and won it off of him. CM Punk interfered and helped cost him that. So we knew CM Punk was in Scotland. We knew he was going to make an appearance at some point tonight. Did that, when something like that is lingering, Matt, does that affect your enjoyment of a match? I mean, I kind of was like, every time Drew and Priest got going, I was like, well, we're just kind of waiting for CM Punk to interfere.
So call me stupid. I didn't think he was going to interfere because I thought there'd be too much heat on him. If they're booking him as a babyface, Punk,
yeah,
he's going to go there and get completely booed out of the arena if he screws this match up somehow. But when I was watching the show, you see how many CM Punk shirts were in the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. And I was like, I wanted to text you guys, you and Raj both, and say, am I stupid and misreading that? Or did what's his name? Drew make a DM Hunk shirt with the lightning bolt in it? Maybe I just can't see what it says on the shirt, and maybe I have it wrong.
Yeah,
because that's what a hometown crowd it felt like for Punk, who wasn't even there yet. Now, I was surprised fans were like clinging on to him and like taking pictures with Punk as he just screwed over their boy. Yeah. I was surprised to see that. And you heard Punk go, here I thought I was going to get jumped. You hear him say that. But I didn't like that finish. I hated that finish. I did want to see Drew win it. I know what Raj is going to say. Oh, well, at least it continues the storyline in the background between Punk and McIntyre. Why couldn't you do that with the title being involved? You could still do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. So when the referee got knocked to the side, I was like, oh, CM Punk's going to come out as the referee. I mean, like, it was just, but it happened a moment later, but you kind of knew, right? I'm sorry.
I think because I was hoping it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, just hoping it wouldn't happen, but it did.
I mean, I'm bummed for Drew because he lost at the last Clash of the Castle to Roman Reigns. Tonight, he loses to Damian Priest. Like, this is a cursed pay-per-view, a PLE for him, you know?
It is, and it sucks because I don't see what the harm would have been. Damian doesn't need the title. He's in his group. That group is super over. Judgment Day. Drew, he's over too. I get it. But like, you got to pay it off eventually to an audience. I know it's wrestling is now built for television. It's built for streaming. It's not built necessarily for live attendance like it used to be. But by the same time I say that, that place was packed, sold out to the rafters. And they don't do pay-per-views in Scotland often. You got to pay these things off when you have these small chances to do it, because it's going to help them find a bigger arena somewhere in Scotland next time to sell that out if they know that it will pay off.
No, it's interesting. And I want to get your take on this after we talk about finish talking about Clash. But I think... that all in all, this was a solid PLE. Okay, they did give us a surprise with the women's tag titles. But what do you think about this idea now that, you know, we had Backlash kind of as an in-between time before they went for King and Queen of the Ring? We had this tonight, and then we saw tonight Money in the Bank has a three-week build after this. Do you think that because they're doing these B-level pay-per-views in, you know, exotic destinations, places they don't normally go... Yes. That it's kind of grading on a curve. Like they're putting on, I mean, tonight, and I don't mean this, you know, to be like, oh, just a negative. Like this was a C-level PLE tonight, not the wrestling, the storytelling.
So it's smart. It's smart. Yeah. They did it the same way when they did it in Puerto Rico. They've done it when they were in Australia, right? I think it's smart actually, because you're getting your brand out there. Number one, your product is out there and all these different foreign destinations, which is great internationally, but at the same time it puts a little more spice, a little more stank on these normally average at best type of pay-per-views, because they're supposed to be average. Major shit is not supposed to happen on these types of pay-per-views. Says the guy that just said he was hoping McIntyre would have won the championship tonight.
No, because it would have elevated it. So no, we have C-level storytelling again, not in ring. We have not, C-level not creative.
Yeah.
C-level creative with A-plus level crowds. Yes. And I guess it balances it out. But here's the issue. We're 3 weeks away to Money in the Bank. So they keep stepping on their own pop enough. They keep stepping on themselves enough that I just worry that the longer term storytelling suffers. Now, we did see
Think Money in the Bank. You don't think the Money in the Bank is kind of a B-level as well?
No. I mean, if there's a big five.
The big one is SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think Money in the Bank is actually bigger than Survivor Series now.
But not coming up before SummerSlam.
I don't know. I mean, now, but here's where Money in the Bank gets a pass, though, Matt. The Money in the Bank match is such a good gimmick that you can just say, hey, these six talents are going to go kill each other and run up this ladder. Like, that works. Yeah. That works. But so we saw we did see some seeds being planted tonight, in fairness. We saw Solo come out and confront Cody. Randy Orton came out. Kevin Owens came out. The Bloodline came out. Randy's looking at Cody's title.
He was,
you know, and so I think So I think we'll get a six-man tag maybe at Money in the Bank, and then Randy Orton turns on Cody. Cody versus Randy at SummerSlam.
We will see.
Yeah, if they tell the story, all is forgiven, right? If it pays off, all is forgiven. I just worry it's like we can't run back this. Like they've got to make these matches meaningful. That being said, like this, the audience was great tonight. There was some good stuff that happened tonight, but you know, we'll see how it pays off. SummerSlam is going to be the key to how good this all works.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed this pay-per-view. The bookends of the pay-per-view were beyond excellent. Actually, those two matches were great. I just didn't like the finish of the Drew match. That's all.
No, I know. Fun times with games. Buck99 Super Chat wants to say Drew has ultimately got to win the Punk feud. Then, right?
I don't know what to do with that if I'm WWE. I don't. Punk's your top merch mover, isn't he? Still, or he will be once he's back.
He's up there. Yeah, okay. I mean, he's perennial top five.
I don't know. Punk's probably my favorite wrestler right now. Him or MJF, but I thought like Drew should have won tonight, and I didn't want Punk to interfere and screw it up, but he did.
Well, yeah, because then Punk could wrestle Drew and then win wrestling Drew if Drew's the champion.
Right, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe Drew and Priest run it back at Money in the Bank. CM Punk is barred from ringside.
There you go.
Silly. Yeah,
there
I know.
There you go, brother.
Okay, well, we're keeping this short tonight. Matt's got to go speak, do a public speaking engagement. We'll be back next week. Raj will be back from, he's jet setting around the world, jet setting around Italy. He'll be back with us next week to regale us of his tales so us, the simple common folk, can live vicariously through his Scrooge McDuck lifestyle. Matt, thanks for hopping on. Matt's at BP, thank Matt you. Morgan, I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Like, share, subscribe. We'll catch you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.